This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is our website. Go check it out if you have it anytime soon. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app if you can. Did that for a reason. But anyway, it's top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy Father's Day weekend to all of you folks in our old fathers in Chamblee.
In Chamblee.
In that Chamblee area.
All right there.
As we get ready to bring our guest on here, I, at one point in the past, I don't know when, I just remember hearing a word that was attributed to Coco in a post-match interview, and the word that was used was chameleon. She's played like a chameleon. She's changed this and that. This is what the interviewer said.
Okay.
Threw that word in, and it always just stayed with me. I don't see her as a chameleon, but this is what this guy says. He says, you know, you played this way with this person, and then you played this way with this match, and it... The word chameleon came out. It made me think about that on the day that song was released, which was today. So right. I want to bring it full circle.
I wonder what we're playing Culture Club.
Yeah, no, we're playing Comma Chameleon. Okay. That's the name of the song
right.
on the day it was released. And I wanted to tell that little story because Coco at one point was called a chameleon
okay.
by a reporter in an interview. So there's a reason for this as we bring on her father and say Happy Father's Day
happy
to
Father's,
Corey.
Mr. Corey Goff.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
Did you like that story? Well, he'll tell us in a moment. We thought we had him.
We got him? Good morning.
I'm here.
There you go. We didn't hear what you said if you answered that question. We got you now. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing fine. Doing fine. We'd ask if you ever heard your daughter described as a chameleon throughout her tennis career.
No, I haven't heard that word, but I do understand what they mean by it. I mean, she's blessed with a lot of athletic ability, which gives her a lot of choices in how she wants to play.
Obviously. It's Father's Day weekend. We always try to find a dad, and my goodness, things really, really took off and got started for your family and Coco here mm-hmm. in Atlanta. And so a lot of people know you. Of course, you played basketball at Georgia State. Thoughts about those times and the decisions that you had to make in the beginning as you look back on them now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, you know, Atlanta was always my adult home since I went to college there, and I really enjoyed living there. But it became apparent that she had a gift for the game, and trying to accomplish it in Atlanta was going to be pretty difficult just from the fact that we didn't have a lot of family there. And what tennis required at that time was, you know, a lot of kind of, you know, bird dogging and being around the courts all the time and driving her back and forth in Atlanta with the traffic situation, the tennis situation. It just wasn't conducive. It wasn't a better spot. It possibly could have been done in Atlanta, but going to Florida, you know, we got, you know, family that live across the street, up the street, around the corner, so it was easy to get things done for her in that environment. So the decision, you know, was tough because we kind of uprooted everything that we had in Atlanta and actually moved in with my in-laws for a time period to figure out what we're going to do. But meanwhile, I was, you know, commuting back and forth because I was still working up until she was 13 years old.
My goodness. That decision. Now, tennis is the thing we think about because I think, you know, you're a basketball player. You know, your wife ran track. Usually parents, and we you know, really want you to speak this morning to some of the parents who may be starting out along the path that you are on now, you know, usually guide kids to the sport that they played. You want to see them play the sport that you played, but if we got something, we got a tennis player, and you have a son that's a baseball player. How'd you guys go by supporting them in your sport?
Well, you know, back in the day, our generation, we played all sports, mm-hmm. So we didn't specialize as much as they do now. So you had a little bit of exposure to everything. I played basketball, football, baseball, and actually tennis, and I ran track as well. So I had a little familiarity with the sport, and I got very serious about tennis when I was in middle school, 7th and 8th grade. In fact, I didn't even play football or basketball those 2 years because I wanted to play tennis. And then when I got to high school, I kind of got pulled back into playing football again and basketball. And, you know, ironically, none of my kids play basketball.
Really?
None. And I have a hoop in the yard. I coached my oldest son in basketball for 2 years, and you know, he said, look, Dad, I'm not going to be tall enough, so I'm going to move to another sport, so he chose baseball. And my youngest son, he just doesn't like it. I mean, I coached his team, and he played for a season, and he said, I like it it's a fun sport, but I'd rather play something else. And then Coco played basketball just because I kind of made her play basketball for 1 year. I'm like, everybody in this house got to at least try to play basketball. But she liked it, but she's a spectator. She enjoys watching the sport, but she preferred individual sports.
Who was the tennis player that you loved watching? Or you modeled your game after?
Well, I kind of idolized Arthur Ashe, obviously, but I was his generation a little bit before I was able to, you know, really watch him play. But I like John McEnroe and Pat Cash, and I enjoyed watching those guys play. So that generation was kind of fun because, you know, him, Jimmy Connors, all those guys would be arguing all the time on the court, banging rackets. So it was good theater when you watched them play.
I want to ask this question as a father, not so much one who has two kids who play sports, but how often do they just make you smile and make you proud at what they do?
Pretty often, because I'm amazed at their, you know, their commitment and the discipline that they have to, you know, to practice every day. I look at my son, he goes in the backyard and, you know, he has his younger brother, throwing ground balls at him so he can block him in the cages. And my youngest son, he'll go out and get a basket of balls and serve and take his football and have his brother run routes for him. So it's pretty amazing that at that age they're so serious. And I think they kind of see in their sister the ability to, you know, to focus on something and put a lot of work into it, and they kind of expected that it'll pay off.
Yeah, folks, we're spending time with Corey Goff this morning, father of our new French Open champion, just passing along some wisdom, I guess, to her. There are a lot of dads this morning who are shuttling their young person to a tournament or to a track meet or to a training session or whatever. What advice do you pass along to these young fathers who are in the position that you were in?
I tell you what, your presence is everything. Showing up is like 90% of the battle. It's just kind of showing up. And if you have some, you know, some knowledge and some understanding of the sport that you can share and teach them and help train them, that's even better. I think, you know, a lot of what I've tried to do is create an atmosphere where they can be as good as they want to be, and also kind of create an environment that, you know, that it's not the expectation that you have to love a sport that I love or anything. The expectation is that if you're going to do it, you're going to do it the very best that you can, and I'll give you all the things that I can afford to give you to be the best that you can.
Do you still get goosebumps when you find yourself at Wimbledon or French Open, Roland Garros,
yeah,
and you hear thousands of people screaming for your daughter, and you just look? I mean, I just can't imagine. What's that like for you?
It's kind of surreal. I think I heard them, you know, screaming for her at Roland Garros. Of course, when you go to U.S. Open, but the moment that was, and it's kind of odd because she lost the match, but the moment that sticks out of my mind the most, that's the most touching, is when she made her initial run when she was 15. She lost in the fourth round to Caleb. And it's the first time I've ever seen somebody lose the match, and as she's walking off the court, they gave her a standing ovation. So that was touching. That was like, that always sticks out of my mind, like, wow. They gave her a standing ovation, like, you know, thank you for the thrill that you gave us.
Yep, and you were in the stands watching that one. Last week when she won, we were looking for you. Tell us a little something. Tell us a little something. We saw Mama sitting there. Said, "Where's Pops? Where were you?"
I usually find me a little quiet spot, and I watch it on my laptop, and I have my earpieces in to kind of block out the commentary so I can, you know, focus on the match. And if it's earlier in the tournament, I could very well be looking at a little bit of her match, but also, you know, kind of projecting who she's going to play and watching their match to see if I can get some information to share with her on her next opponent. But, you know, it's been times in her career when she was a junior that I didn't go to the match. I'd be at the match, but I wouldn't be in eyesight of where she was. I just kind of felt like, you know, when I coach basketball, I kind of pace the floor and walk around, and I was pretty animated. That doesn't work in tennis. The kids get aggravated with you. So I decided, like, if I cost you a point because I have a negative reaction to something you did or didn't do, then I think I'm going to just remove myself. So I take myself out of the equation so you can focus on tennis, because your kids are going to find you. I don't care where you are, and they're going to know your voice. So you just got to try to be as positive as you can. Candy does a better job at it than me. I just, why'd you hit that shot? My arms might start flailing. I decided, you know what, if I'm costing her 1 or 2 points, that might cost her the match. So I can watch from somewhere else.
Now you got people like Spike Lee showing up to see your daughter play.
Yeah,
that's
got to
be something.
Spike is the ultimate sports fan. And I met him many years ago. He was on a flight with me coming from New Orleans. And ever since then, you know, he comes to the U.S. Open every year. I was shocked to see him in Paris. I mean, and, you know, to get there in time for that match means that you have to believe that she's going to get to the finals, because you got to get there the day before.
Well, afterwards, you guys have been a whirlwind, because earlier this week we saw you do all the morning shows. How are you doing? I know she's got the energy to do all this, but is it wearing Pop out?
Man, she got some energy. I was tired after the second day. I didn't even go to the night show with Jimmy. I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm just going to sit down. I end up going to the New York Liberty game. That was a great game. And over in Brooklyn and Barclay, that was a great game. But I was pretty tired, because behind the scenes, while she's doing the shows, we're carrying the luggage and the water, man. We do a lot of work behind the scenes to make it possible so she can be energetic and enthused.
You know, we hear from the all-time great athletes. You pick the sport. They all have a story they tell and talk about the people, a circle of people, family members, whoever it is, that keeps them grounded, that reminds them, at least to them, they're not world-class athletes. Who is that group of people that Coco has around her, whether it's you and your wife or their friends that you know of, that when she comes around, she not Coco Gauff to them?
Well, as they say in the South, them cousins, keep you grounded. She's just Coco to them, and then her brother, they could care less about it. They'll argue, she'll want something to drink, they'll grab it. No, I got the last one. So I think her siblings, and her, she got a lot. She's been blessed to have a lot of cousins in her age group within, you know, 1 or 2 years of her age group. So they all get together all the time, and they have their Bible study that they go to for young people. They go out and have dinners and do TikTok. So she's got a good group that's in her age range that keep her grounded, and they're all doing their own individual things to the best that they can. So I think it's a good core group that she has.
Fantastic, fantastic. Mr. Corrigo, we appreciate you. Georgia State Panthers, Dave Coyle, I wanted to make sure to tell you hello this morning. And all the Georgia State Panthers are really proud. And, boy, when you guys get a chance to come back through Atlanta, we'll be so happy
Absolutely.
To see you. But safe travels. I know you guys got to head back over the water, get ready for Wimbledon. Good luck over there. And happy Father's Day
happy
to
Father's
you.
Happy Father's Day, sir.
Happy Father's Day to you guys, too, and everybody that's listening. You know, we don't get the same accolades as the mothers, but, you know, we're here.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. But you got Spike Lee's on speed dial. So
there we go. There we go. We appreciate you this morning. Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care now.
There you go. That's Corey. Go. Yeah. The rooms he has been in the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Isn't that something?
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
Nice. All right, we got coming up next another guest.
Yeah.
But he is also a colleague. Caleb Johnson, going to get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs and our Atlanta Hawks. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.